You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hi, it's Lori Lewis, the director, on another episode of The Director's Take. And I'm always excited at the beginning of my episodes, but in this case, I'm not just excited. I am honored to have this gentleman in the studio with me today. This is an individual who believed in me and took a chance and allowed me to bring my wedding coordinating talents to my home church, Oak Grove AME in Detroit, Michigan. Back in the year 2001, he gave me the opportunity to become the church's coordinator, and I haven't looked back since. He's trusted my workmanship, my passion for weddings, and even though my experience wasn't all that it was at that time, he still allowed me to come in. And so I'm appreciative. I'm honored. I'm thankful that he's here today. My hashtags lately have been blessed, hashtag grateful, hashtag thankful. And so I'm just honored you're here. So everybody say hello to Dr. Robert Brumfield, the pastor of Oak Grove AME Church in the wonderful city of Detroit, Michigan.
Hello, Lori. Hello, listening audience. We are so glad to have this opportunity to be here with one of the most outstanding and dynamic wedding coordinators there are in the business anywhere. I am very pleased to be here with her as she shares with you her podcast, but more importantly, to help supplement and to augment her getting the message out to the community of her outstanding abilities and skills in making sure you have a wonderful, one of a once-in-a-lifetime experience with your wedding and events.
I appreciate him. You see why he stays my pastor. So I brought him here today, not just to, of course, I appreciate his support and love of what I'm doing, but the mission of the whole podcast is to just give some insight to couples who are in the planning process, who are just recently engaged, or just any tips and things, because I think outside of the couple, that the most important person in a wedding ceremony is the officiant. And so we've done countless number of weddings. I don't know. I should have counted, but I don't even know how many weddings we've done. But we've been doing weddings since 2001.
It's in the hundreds now.
You think the hundreds? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to go back and look. Yes. So, but I know every single wedding ceremony you do, they're never the same, even though it's still always the, of course, the sanctity of the occasion is there, right? But, and the couples are different, of course, but every time you do a ceremony, I'm just so engaged and just so excited for the couple that, you know, they have the honor of you're marrying them. And so for those of those individuals who are planning, and the big thing now is destination weddings, and we've done a couple weddings that have not been at the church, so that's a big thing. But what would you advise couples when they may not have a home church, as far as what would you advise them for looking or for selecting the person that's actually going to officiate their ceremony?
Well, one of the things that happens in preparation for weddings that I feel is extremely important, and that is making sure that, one, that the couples realize that this is their wedding, and they have the choice of choosing the venue, the officiant, and the participants. But along with that, they must also understand that they're taking on a lifetime of responsibility of creating a partnership, but more importantly, that is no longer two individuals, now they become one. And so there's a need to be able to share all of the information about how and when and where, that there's no mistakes in thinking that, well, this is not what I really wanted. This is not the way I want to vibe. This is not what I feel. Because each wedding, as you've stated, has a different feel, a different vibe, a different spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's predicated upon the individuals. They bring to the wedding either the drama or the excitement and the love that makes the whole experience an inviting and exciting moment. But it's the joining of two families. You know, it's more than just love. It's about bringing the families together in also not love, but also you got to like each other.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that to like each other is far greater than just loving one another. Mm-hmm. And love is certainly important. You know, of course, the world needs love. What makes the world go round is love. And that's all fine and good. But what about those days when you're unlovable? You know, and I still like you, so you can't go anywhere. You're not going anywhere. But to know those different dynamics and the little nuances that make each of us different, but being able to look beyond those differences and those little things that keeps us together. And I think when you like a person mm-hmm. and just like being in their presence, like being in their company, like the things that they do, the way they make you feel, I think that also enhances the love experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, I say to couples, one, sit down and make sure that you have your wedding planned out as well as possible, and then find someone who can recommend to you someone who's skilled and experienced in wedding preparation and planning. A lot of times they choose to get their cousins and their friends and someone they've seen a wedding somewhere and they want to emulate that and copy that, and they try to bring that into the setting. It doesn't always work. That's why it's good to have a professional.
Absolutely.
The other thing is making sure that the person who's officiating the wedding understands the need to be timely, to be professional, to know that a wedding is a sacred moment. It's not a civil ceremony. It's a sacred moment. And so you have to bring a sense of spirituality and reverence to the occasion. And then they have to also be willing to know that even though you have the choice on how and where you'll be married, the place that you choose, especially if it's the church, is the venue or it is the domain of the officiant. It's the pastor's domain. And so whatever those rules, regulations, conditions, and traditions are, you have to abide by that.
Absolutely.
And that's where your wedding coordinator comes in so importantly to make sure that they know the rules of the house.
That's right.
And there's been times when people have seen weddings done and all kinds of strange things happen. Mm-hmm. And they try to bring that into the wedding. I say that for lack of other terms I'd rather use. But and so because of it, they find that you can't do that here. All right. You're not going to have sacred music. You're not going to have just any kind of setting. It's a sacred place. It's a church.
Correct.
Now, if you'd want to do it in a civil ceremony, and if you're outdoors and place like that, find there's some things that you can incorporate.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where, again, the wedding coordinator becomes so important because they understand what it really means and what it takes to make a wedding truly beautiful and everlasting.
Yes.
But then I also try to remind couples that as they prepare for the wedding, not only do they need to seek a venue, an officiant, a wedding coordinator, but they also need to spend some time in premarital counseling.
Yes.
You know, getting to know some things that you won't ordinarily speak of and talk about one-on-one, having a third party present to help bring out some things.
Yes.
Help avoid any surprises.
Right.
And along with that, I also recommend financial planning. I think a financial planner is extremely important when two career-focused individuals are coming together. Because you're talking about not only the blending of lives, but the blending of resources.
Mm-hmm.
And how and who will be responsible and how will it be best managed and what's your short-term goal and your long-term goal and what you're going to do in 2 years, what you're going to do in 10 years.
Yes.
And those kind of things I think are all important.
Absolutely. Okay, so you can see how well we vibe for those who are listening because you really just answered my next question as far as all the elements that a couple needs in planning and the premarital counseling. So you just kind of answered that. On your own. I appreciate that. But the other thing I wanted to touch on is that all the weddings we've done, and this is just, I think, giving ourselves kudos, is that I would say about 99% of our weddings have started on time. And so it's amazing to me still in talking to planners and couples about, oh, the wedding started an hour or 2 hours late. And I was just like, wow, that just doesn't happen.
No, because, again, that's the officiant.
Yes.
And the officiant has to have integrity.
Mm.
And the integrity means that you value time, mm-hmm. not only the time of the participants, but the time of the facility. The reception has a time that's set.
Yes.
Now, the strangest thing about all that is people will be late many times for weddings, but they won't be late for receptions.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they're paying for that, and they think that that money is more important
wow.
than the money they're spending for the church or the sanctuary or the location for the wedding.
Yes.
But my rule of thumb is always, you've been planning this thing for a year, so there's no reason
right.
for you to be late.
That's right.
You know, and I say to them, and I say in jest, but I really am sincere about
mm-hmm.
the fact that grandma and auntie and godmother and all those folk, if you know they have a propensity for being late, you get them there about 3 hours early.
Correct.
All right. And and so, you know, so they don't run late, because I start weddings on time.
Yes, he does.
I'm not going to wait for somebody who's on the interstate, or somebody on the way there, down the street, around the corner, down the block. No, you've been knowing this was coming for a year.
Yes.
So we're going to start on time.
That's right.
And if you're not there, I'll marry the ring boy to the flower girl. Okay.
Fortunately, we've never had to do that. But our rule of thumb is always, if the bride and the groom are there,
yes.
we begin.
That's correct.
And that has happened. So do you remember, or can you recall, and it doesn't have to necessarily be since I've been the wedding coordinator, mm-hmm. but any particular wedding that stands out in your memory that was especially, I don't know, was some behind the scenes. A lot of folks don't know what really goes on behind the scenes. And can you think of any particular wedding you've done that there was a issue behind the scenes that just worked themselves out, but people didn't know?
There are so many. Let me just say, every wedding has its own particular problem or its own
yes.
unique situation.
Yes.
And there's never been one wedding without some little glitch.
Sure.
With all of the planning, with all of the preparation that
mm-hmm.
you put into the process,
mm-hmm.
there's always one thing that seems to go awry at
mm-hmm.
the last moment.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
Some things speak to not us, but it speaks to poor planning.
Yes.
And I have so many stories where the bride may have forgotten the rings, or the bride may have forgotten the marriage license,
mm-hmm.
or the groom couldn't get his tuxedo because he didn't pick it up on time. And when he picked it up, he didn't try it on. And so when he got to the church to put it on, it didn't fit.
Yes.
They gave him the wrong one. And so he's trying to squeeze into, you know, he's a 48 long and he's trying to put on a 38 short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those
mm-hmm.
kind of things. And all those little nuances can happen. That's why it's important to make sure that you do your checklist.
Yes.
You work with your coordinator. We try to eliminate many of those possible problems, or just not really problems, but little snafus.
Yes.
By having the night before, of course, the rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
But the rehearsal is also a pre-planning kind of experience where the coordinator will go down the checklist
mm-hmm.
and make sure all of those. And I don't know if I'm sharing your side of this, but that's what I expect from my coordinator.
Right.
To make sure all the checks. Because when I come in, I'm coming in to perform the ceremony.
Yes.
And I'm not asking any questions. I'm expecting everything to be in place. But beyond that, I say to all of the couples that if things go awry,
mm-hmm.
keep moving forward, because nobody knows what's going on
yes.
but us.
Yes, that's
know?
Right.
So they wouldn't know if anything was not right or not. So if you stumble through a vial, or you forget something, or there was supposed to have been a song sung here, or
mm-hmm.
a prayer prayed there, no one knows that but those of us who are putting together.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. You know, I'm chuckling because all of those weddings you listed, I was there. So, and I've shared that before too. So,
yeah, but I did one outdoor wedding that they wanted early back. I did a wedding outdoors. It was a destination wedding, and it was a beautiful gazebo, beautiful setting in this park and everything. And the problem was that the weather was beginning to change,
mm.
and the rain was about to begin. And I had my church organ out in the park
oh.
and everything. And the bride came, but the groom was late. The bride left to go find the groom. The groom came, and so then,
oh my!
Then the groom left to go find the bride, and the bride came back, And then the bride wanted to leave and go find a groom. And I said, no, nobody leaves.
Right.
That taught me a valuable lesson about having planners and having everything prepared. Because that wedding, it had to have been 36 years ago I did that wedding. And
That was pre the director.
No, that was long before the director. But that taught me a very valuable lesson about having someone there, making sure all things were in place. And so that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. So there's really no, lack of a better word, there's no, when you're doing weddings, what's the word I want?
There's no perfect wedding. There's no...
not perfect, but just...
But I'm saying that there's no wedding that you could ever plan for.
Okay.
That won't have a need to be flexible and patient and certainly compassionate about. I mean, you know, you got to have some compassion and understanding because the bride is really hyped. I mean, the bride is hyped. I mean, she's excited. And, and oftentimes the grooms are not only hyped, many of them just frightened half to death. I mean, because this is a new experience for them all.
Right.
And so then you have those attendants and those groomsmen and bridesmaids who know everything but know nothing and always giving advice, which confuses the situation.
Yes,
so you
got to
have somebody there.
Yes.
Who can put all these entities together and make for a very smooth, seamless experience. And that's what the director has tended to do. You've been very good at doing that over the years.
I paid him to say that.
No, I pay you to do that.
That's true. That is very true. I appreciate that. That's really some good insight, you know, because at a lot of churches and we, again, I keep referring to our working relationship because it's the basis. That's what's helped me grow my business. But pastor doesn't have to come to rehearsals because he knows when he walks into the wedding ceremony, he already knows I've already got everything set up, you know, and there's some churches that don't have that, you know, so I appreciate that. I appreciate, you know, just I already know what he likes, what he doesn't like, what's going to happen here, what may happen. That's already done. So thank you for that consistency and that trust. So
well, consistency is what it's all about. It's not about what I like or dislike as much as what's right.
What's right. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think when we take a wedding into the house of God, when it becomes a sacred ceremony, it is a sacrament.
Yes.
You know, when we do that, we have to give God excellence. And so we want to make sure that we're giving him the best that we can. But more importantly, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience for
many.
And we want it to be a memorable experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to leave there in awe of how beautiful the ceremony, how sacred it was and how spiritual it was.
Yes.
More than talking about all the things that went wrong and why this didn't happen, that didn't happen. We try to eliminate all those things so that when people leave and go to begin their life together, they start out on a good note, on a happy place.
So outside of the wedding ceremony, as we're getting ready to wrap up, but outside of the wedding ceremony, what's one piece of advice you'd give a couple that's wedding planning just about going into, so outside of just the whole marriage celebration, because really that's just one day.
Yes.
Right? So as far as couple or relationships, what's a piece of advice you'd want to share with couples in keeping their relationship intact?
Learning to communicate.
Okay.
One of the issues that I've learned along with many others in this role that I play as not only the officiant, but also as oftentimes the counselor when it doesn't seem to work out well. And that is, there's oftentimes a lack of communications. Now, men generally, and if I may, African-American men particularly, they tend to be cerebral. They think things out. They reason with it. They wrestle with it in their minds. They don't always verbalize it, but they're working on it. And where women, not being sexist or anything, women, sisters in particular, are very verbal. They want to talk about their day. They want to talk about everything that goes on, what's gone right, what's gone wrong, and they want to do it right then.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, because men are busy analyzing and decompressing, and women are really very verbose and vocal about their issues in their day, there's a communication that happens that oftentimes one thinks that the other's not listening. And because of that, conflict arises. Because you're not listening to me. You don't understand where I am and where I'm coming from. And now, oftentimes, the male is preparing himself to answer all the questions, but that's not at that moment. But other times, I want my answer right now. So then when they're able to give the answer, they say, well, when I asked you, you didn't answer it. So I don't want to hear it. So then you got another conflict. And sometimes I call that an unresolved issue. And if you don't resolve that issue today, tomorrow has its own. And if you don't resolve that issue that day, the next day has its own. And before you know it, at the end of the week, you are at each other about an issue that has nothing to do with the present moment. It's about an unresolved issue for Monday, and here it is Friday. So the lines of communication must continually be open. You got to take time. You got to set this time every day where we sit, we communicate, we talk, we do our planning. We look at what it is that we are about and where we are on our plan. And I think that as long as we continue to communicate, the relationship, the marriage, the family can remain whole and healthy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That was powerful. That's a great way to, that's some great advice for couples, yeah, whether they're engaged, getting ready to get married, or just entering a relationship, period. So
that's correct.
That's why you're my pastor. That's why I appreciate you. I am so honored you're here. You're my pastor. You're my biggest cheerleader, biggest supporter. You've helped me, obviously, raise my kids. So I'm just honored you thought it was not robbery of your time to come here and be with me as I, you know, pursue this podcast. And I'm hoping it's a benefit, or I know it's going to be a benefit to those who are going to be blessed by this episode for sure. So I just thank you. I know you're busy, and I appreciate you. And any last words you want to share?
I'd just like to say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share with you and with the vision that the Lord has given you.
Amen.
And the blessing that the Lord has bestowed upon you.
Yes.
I think that you not only have been a blessing to the Oak Grove Church family, but countless others who have been able to use your service and your skills and your anointing. I think that in days and years to come, eyes have not seen what the Lord will do with you and with Director. Director is a wonderful ministry, I think, but it's beyond that, it's a great gift that you're going to share with the world. And we just look forward to bigger and better things for you as you continue to grow and develop. And I just invite and encourage all of your listeners to use you, to call you, to just solicit from you some pearls of wisdom that you gained and learned over the years.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure they'll be blessed.
Thank you. So just some takeaways from choosing your officiant. These are top three things if you're looking for an officiant for your wedding. Is you want someone who's timely, who's professional, and who will take your ceremony and consider it a very sacred moment. And then just some couple advice, and that is the importance of just communicating and being open and keeping in mind that you all have important things to share, but it's all about being timely with your messages that you communicate. Right?
That's right.
And just being friends and being open and honest and not carrying grudges on to the next day. So is that a good way to sum it up?
I think that's very good.
That's good. Okay. Thank you.
Like each other along with loving each other.
Like each other along with loving each other. I love it. Thank you, Pastor Brumfield. Thank you for all who listened today. This is Lori Lewis at The Director's Take. You can reach me on all social media, Facebook, Instagram at The Director. That's D-I-R. ECTHER, The Director, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, we'll see you soon.